This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is Radio Labour News, recorded on Monday, September 11, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger.
Well, what a year we've had.
That is Frances O'Grady, the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress. She spoke to the delegates attending the TUC annual conference being held in Brighton this week. The TUC represents some 5.6 million workers who are members of 50 unions.
Well, what a year we've had. An election result that shook the Conservative Party to its core. A Labour Party on the ascendancy. And strong public support for our call for a new deal at work. Now, when I last stood in front of you here, the EU referendum result was just 3 months old. 1 year later, the government still hasn't come up with a proper plan. Like children who haven't done their homework, turning up to school on a Monday morning, playing up because they've got a supply teacher, pretending they're paying attention, we've all been there, pretending they're paying attention while messing about at the back of the class. Yes, the clock is ticking on Brexit, all right, but the government still hasn't published any assessment of what it means for our industries, still no action plan to protect jobs, and still no realistic negotiating strategy.
Ms. O'Grady went on to call for a fair transition as the UK withdraws from the European Union, the so-called Brexit. She said the best way to accomplish this is to stay in the EU's single market and customs union. This would provide for a frictionless, barrier-free, tariff-free trade and investment between the UK and the EU. At the same time, she said, respect for workers' rights should be guaranteed as the UK adopts all the EU laws it passed while it was a member of the European Union. As for the most contentious issue, the free movement of workers into Britain, Ms. O'Grady said that could be handled by actions such as guaranteeing local people good job opportunities and raising the minimum wage to lessen the exploitation of workers. The TUC Congress continues until Wednesday, the 13th of September. The International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, has started a global campaign on behalf of 43 dock workers in Madagascar. The workers were fired by the company, ICTSI, after they refused to quit their union. Paddy Crumlin is the president of the ITF and the national secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia. He had a message for the company, ICTSI.
ICTSI, talk about the 43 workers that you're ignoring. Talk about the 43 workers locked out in the cold. Talk about the 43 workers doing stevedoring work that you pay for, that you contract, that you're responsible for, that you are robbing, that you are taking away rights that any dock worker in the world deserves and recognises their due right. Until those 43 workers are properly recognised in that fashion, we are determined to campaign with every effort, every emotional, intellectual and resource effort we have in the international trade union movement, not just the ITF, the international trade union movement, to shine a light on your activities. To the ICTSI workers that have been excluded from recognition there in Madagascar, we are with you. Dock workers are with you around the world. Seafarers, the ships that come in and out of your port, are with you. International trade unions in the supply chain are with you. To ICTSI, we're determined to go the distance. Everywhere there is not wage justice, everywhere there is not recognition of workers' rights in this world, dock workers will be there. The ITF will be there. We will be on your case.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.